This is Aero News. A former Cirrus investor is now seeking bankruptcy protection from creditors. The FAA announces plans to clear up and clean up the skies over Northern California. And the nation's air traffic controllers get a contract extension. I'm Glenn Moyer. These stories and more are now on short final for today's edition of Aero News. It's Tuesday, March 20th, 2012. Bahrain-based Arcapita Bank, which at one time owned the lion's share of Cirrus Design, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company had acquired a 58% stake in Cirrus in 2001 and held its portion of the company until Cirrus was sold in 2011. The Washington Post reports that Arcapita still holds interest in several U.S. companies, such as women's apparel retailer J. Jill and the transportable storage company Pods. It also owns the British rail company Freightliner. It lists Cirrus Design as a, quote, past investment, end quote, with an exit date of June 2011, though questions remain as to how complete this deal actually is. In all, Arcapita manages about $7.4 billion in investments worldwide. The company said its subsidiaries will continue to operate normally as it works through its reorganization. Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta and a group of aviation partners have kicked off a collaborative effort to make air traffic control more efficient, help airlines improve on-time performance, and reduce emissions generated by aircraft flying into and out of Northern California airports. It's all part of the FAA's next-gen modernization program called the Metroplex Initiative. A metroplex is a region with multiple airports serving major metropolitan areas where heavy airport activity and environmental constraints combine to hinder the efficient movement of air traffic. Metroplex initiatives are underway or planned in 21 metropolitan areas across the country. Acting Administrator Huerta said, quote, implementing these next-gen procedures will result in more direct flight routes, fewer delays, and an even safer, greener flying experience, end quote. The Metroplex initiative is based on satellite navigation or performance-based navigation, PBN, which enables pilots to fly shorter, more direct routes that reduce flight time and fuel consumption and result in fewer carbon emissions. The FAA estimates that 1.5 million fewer nautical miles will be flown into and out of Northern California annually based on current flight plan miles filed. This equates to 2.3 million fewer gallons of fuel used and a reduction in carbon emissions of 23,000 metric tons. This collaborative regional partnership includes the FAA, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, NATCA, the United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and the airports in San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, and Sacramento. And speaking of air traffic control, the FAA and the National Air Traffic Controllers Association have agreed to an extension of the existing air traffic controllers contract through July 1, 2016. In a news release, NATCA said, quote, this contract extension will provide stability for our workforce, ensure continued collaboration to transform the air traffic system through next-gen, delivering more on-time and fuel-efficient flights, and continue to provide the safest air transportation system in the world. End quote. There is no change to the articles of the union's existing contract or any of the work rules. What is new is a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, covering pay. Under the MOU, annual pay increases are now tied to the federal government's general schedule increases and step increases. For example, bargaining unit members will receive the same annual increase that federal employees receive under the general schedule. LightSquared's technology is too important not to be deployed, or so says Mississippi Republican Congressman Alan Nunley. In formal remarks to the Federal Communications Commission, Nunley said the FCC should find a solution that would allow LightSquared to go forward with its plans for a 4G wireless broadband network despite interference problems with GPS. Nunley called the FCC's actions to date a huge disappointment and said, quote, this technology is too important to the 260 million Americans looking forward to the affordable access that only LightSquared can provide to close the door at this point, and I urge you to do everything you can to find a solution, end quote. The deadline for filing comments with the FCC is now closed. A missing balloonist who disappeared last Friday into a sudden thunderstorm in southern Georgia was found yesterday, 3 days into an intensive search using both air and ground units. 63-year-old Ed Restaino of Cornelius, North Carolina, did not survive the accident. The balloon was found about 8 miles east of Fitzgerald, Georgia, with the envelope draped over the basket in a heavily wooded area. Restaino is being credited with saving the lives of 5 skydivers, whom he told to jump from the balloon just moments before it was sucked into the violent storm. The National Weather Service says most of southwest Georgia was sunny on Friday afternoon, but that scattered thunderstorms were developing. Local officials said the storm just seemed to pop up out of the blue. When this edition of Aero News continues, Airbus says it will address wing cracks by year's end. Boeing's boss gets a big bonus. And the folks at Angel Flight are challenging you to go all in.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Airbus says it will have settled on a permanent solution to the problem of cracks found in the wing rib feet of its A380 Super Jumbo airliners by the end of the year and will have all the affected aircraft repaired by December 2013. According to a report from the French news service AFP, temporary repairs are being made on 17 airplanes found to have the tiny cracks in the wing structures, but a permanent solution is several months away. The report says engineers are currently testing a new manufacturing process and that repair kits should be in the hands of airline maintenance personnel by October. The plane maker insists that the cracks do not impose a safety risk for the airplane. Still, the European Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, has ordered the inspection of all A380s in service. In a memo posted on the Sun and Fun website, the event president and CEO John Leitz Lienhaus says the organization has paid a, quote, substantial, unquote, balance remaining following the cleanup of last spring's tornado which hit the event. Following the devastating storm during the 2011 fly-in event, nearly 30 aircraft were damaged to the point where removal of aircraft and hazmat cleanup were necessary in order to maintain a safe environment for all guests, exhibitors, vendors, and volunteer staff. Lienhaus writes, Sun and Fun requested that aircraft owners submit their towing and cleanup costs associated with their aircraft to their insurance companies for consideration of payment. Approximately 40% of the total bill, as of March 1, 2012, has been recovered from those insurance companies, leaving Sun and Fun to pay the bills after having tried to pass those costs on to the owners of the damaged aircraft last year. Air Canada pilots staged what appeared to be a sick-out over the weekend, causing some flights to be canceled or delayed. The move came on top of some weather problems and an unrelated fire at the carrier's Toronto hub, which also caused problems for the airline. Air Canada spokesman Peter Fitzgerald told the Toronto Sun that, quote, while Air Canada supports the right of its employees to book off when they are unwell or otherwise unfit to work, we cannot condone such activities as part of an industrial action to disrupt our operations, and we have asked the CIRB, that's the Canadian Industrial Relations Board, to intervene, end quote. The ongoing labor dispute has led to threats of a strike by ground crews and a lockout of pilots at the airline. Last week, the CIRB said that the airline was too important to the national economy to allow it to shut down due to a labor dispute, and they referred the two sides to arbitration. Underused and underloved may be the epitaph for the state of North Carolina's S-76C Plus Sikorsky helicopter. Used primarily for VIP transportation, a legislative budget watchdog in the Tar Heel State says the Hilo flies too little and is too expensive and should be sold as a cost savings measure. The chopper is said to fly only about 6 hours per month at an annual cost of $560,000. The twin-engine bird was purchased in 1998 for $6.2 million. It has 7 leather seats, a wood-trim interior, and a refreshment center. The state legislature says it is considering the sale and replacing the Sikorsky with a more utilitarian ship, no doubt one with cloth seats and an AM radio. Well, what would you do with a 34% boost in your overall compensation? That's the question facing Boeing's CEO Jim McNerney. According to the Associated Press and using Boeing company documents, McNerney was paid a salary and bonuses totaling $18.4 million in 2011, up 34% over his 2010 compensation package. Much of the increase came from incentives, in part tied to the delivery of the Dreamliner and the awarding of the K-46 contract. The AP's figure includes stock options and perks, like the use of the company's airplanes. All of that on a base salary of a mere $1.9 million. Nice work if you can get it, eh? No doubt Mr. McNerney would be roundly welcomed at an upcoming fundraiser for Angel Flight Southeast. The aviation charity has been coordinating free air transportation for children and adults with medical or compelling humanitarian reasons for over 25 years throughout Florida and the Southeast. All Angel Flight pilots generously donate their time, aircraft, fuel, and experience for each mission, so there's never a charge to the patient. Last year, Angel Flight coordinated over 2,500 missions throughout its 6-state region. Now, the organization plans to take its wings off for a night with a charity Texas Hold'em tournament, March 31st, 2012, at 5:30 p.m. All proceeds go directly to Angel Flight Southeast. The tournament will be held at Lakeland, Florida's Linder Airport. Cost per player is $90, with early registration just half of that if you register by March 27th. The registration fee includes entry to the event, dinner, and your initial chips. Let's hope that if Mr. McNerney does show up, someone else sets the table stakes. After all, would you go all in against $18.4 million? You've been listening to Aero News for Tuesday, March 20th, 2012. Remember, you can subscribe to these AeroCasts at iTunes or by logging on to www.aero-news.net. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for coming aboard. For now, you're cleared for departure.